What Precise Moment by Dan Powell. Georgina Sampson woke from troubled dreams to find herself transformed into a vending machine. She stood in the kitchen beside the fridge, a convenient spot that anyone entering or leaving would have to pass. Unable to cry out, she could do nothing but wait for her family to appear and unravel exactly what it was that had happened to her. Milton, her youngest, was the first to enter the kitchen that morning.
"Breakfast," the three-year-old said, slurring the words sleepily.
He spoke directly into a flat, round microphone set into her casing that felt, to Georgina Sampson's ruffled mind, not unlike an ear. Deep inside her workings, she felt something mechanical shift and rotate and tip, followed by the sound of flakes hitting ceramic. A chill feeling, almost like wetting oneself, flooded through the lower regions of her chassis. She watched Milton pull open a flap in her front and remove a bowl of cereal. "Thanks, ma'am," he said, before taking himself off to the table. Georgina watched him seat himself and begin to eat, more than a little proud of how he managed it all with a minimum of fuss and mess. Someone thumping her smooth glass front wrenched her back to her strange predicament. "I said toast." Violet, her eldest, whacked her again. "Come on, mother, Paul's picking me up in a minute." Georgina's insides grew hot and fiery, and she thought she might be about to explode, but it was simply the toast popping inside her. Violet yanked the somehow buttered slices from Georgina's hatch and raced out the back door to the yard. "I'm late," she yelled back at her mother. Last down was Michael, stuffing papers into his briefcase. "Just coffee for me, dear." Heat filled her again, this time fluid and drenching, flushing through her with cystitic urgency. A creamy coolness followed. Finally, she spat something granulated into the mix. Michael lifted the flap and gently removed the paper cup. He planted a quick kiss on her hardened exterior, grabbed his keys from her top where he must have left them, and headed out. Her inner working still for the first time that morning, Georgina Sampson watched Milton finish his breakfast and wondered when it was exactly, what precise moment of her marriage, her motherhood, it was that she turned into this.